Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millette, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful, beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower. Notice how I emphasize that word, guys. Empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We are legacy building. That is what we do. So if you are out there making things happen for your family, for the generations yet to come, maybe you're thinking about your grands yet to come. Maybe they're here. Maybe the great grands yet to come. And you are focusing on doing things in your life right now that will have a positive impact on their situation and their future, you're a legacy builder. And I want you to put a hashtag behind that that says that you are on your social media campaigns, guys. Look, it is incredibly important that we all remember that it is not just us, that we are here, each one to teach one, so that we all as a people can be much better. All right. So if y'all agree with me, I want y'all to throw your hand or wave your hand in the air a little bit. Don't throw it in there. That's what we did when we partied. But right now, we got to do it a little bit different. So just raise it up a little bit and say thank you for what it is that it is. And let's move on. So, hey, today is an extra, extra special or different show, guys, because I'm actually remote today doing this show. So I am down in Atlanta at a conference, at training. So just I'm on my way back here shortly, but I had to get the show done before we can get on the road to make it back. All right. But guys, we've been picking up some very, very good information. You know, that's one of the things that I tell people all the time. If your real estate agent isn't training, they're not getting better. Do you want a brain surgeon that don't go to school, that don't get additional training on techniques in order to improve their efficiency, or better yet, new techniques that help them do the same job with less interruption, if you will? You know, think about it. Hey, just recently, just last couple of weeks, guys, you know, mother-in-law had a stent put in, and they didn't have to open up a chest. All they had to do was insert into a vein in the arm and go up to it. Ain't that amazing? So new techniques, new things that are done, procedures that are figured out, whatever it is, somebody figured out how to do this, and in turn, they taught someone else. So that is the purpose for training and conferences and all these things. And again, if your agent isn't spending time training and going to conferences and doing things, you might want to think about that, because one thing that we always focus on and we do is that we make sure that we are getting out to conferences, we're getting the training so we can get the latest and greatest techniques, procedures, processes, and most importantly, the information. That's why we are usually on the cutting edge, if you will, of what is going on in the real estate industry, because we stay involved. We are, quote unquote, committed. So guys, that's where we are this week, getting a lot of good, quote unquote, nuggets. You know, we talked about that, used to drop those nuggets, you know, those jewels to you all. So we're picking up a lot of nuggets and jewels at this conference this week. And again, when we implement these things, it will be a game changer for us, for our operation. It will make us more efficient. It'll make us more effective, and it'll help us to provide or to enhance the client experience that we're always seeking to do. We're always seeking to provide services at a higher level. And to be very frank about it, we're always committed to doing so. So I'm extremely, extremely excited. So y'all have to bear with me in my excitement this morning, because again, I'm excited because that is what, for me, this is all about. It's about doing what we do better. We will never be the best. And all the things that people say that they're the best. Because you're always improving. So if you're the best, you never get better. And that's not what we're seeking. We're always seeking to be better. That's what we do. We want to be improving constantly, because that is what we seek to do. All right. So guys, look, we're extremely, extremely excited about that. So what I want to do on today's show is kind of tell you and go a little bit further, because I want you to remember this, and I will begin to repeat this to you all, our listeners, so you can gain not only an understanding of what is required, but that you also understand what is given. And I have adopted this mantra that commitment begins after inconvenience starts. Make sense? I want you to think about that. Commitment begins after inconvenience starts. All right. I'm going to break this down for you a little bit today, and then we're going to get into where we're committed. So commitment, again, after inconvenience starts, right? Most people, when they are inconvenienced in anything, so I noticed this a lot with a number of people, business people, that once something happens or something happens that's going to inconvenience them, they're no longer committed or interested in going any further. I noticed that, you know, as long as I've been in this business, I have fielded phone calls at different times of day and different times of night. And I'm not going to tell you that they were fielded with or without inconvenience, if you will, or what have you. But sometimes people in that process, when something happens outside of someone approaches them or contacts them and asks them to show a property or contacts and asks them to do a particular thing and ask them to do it at a time when they don't want to do it, they're not committed in their business to get it done. Now, I'm not saying that people working business hours are, you know, approaching this the wrong way. What I'm saying is there a commitment, you know, talking to someone or trying to help someone who may not be ready to make a purchase, whether it be a car, whether it be a house, whether it be any particular other item, whether it be big or small ticket item, when that person is not ready and the person who is the salesperson or the business owner or whoever it is that engages that person, when they automatically disconnect because that person isn't at that particular time either ready to or able to make the purchase, that experience that person receives and takes away is negative and oftentimes will cause them to reconsider where they go next time. So we have to be committed in the things that we do. And this is no different for you that may be listening that are looking to maybe start your businesses. You know, we always broaden our perspective here. We talk from a real estate standpoint. We talk about, you know, buying a house and you know, we talk about, you know, selling a house, home ownership, that process to enter in, the process, the existence thereof and the things that it takes to get out, you know, if you decide to sell or what have you. So I want to challenge you all in this thought process and this thinking because, you know, in the same mindset with that mantra, if you are looking to purchase a home and you have issues, better yet, if you're out here in this market now and you're being quote unquote inconvenienced by the available inventory, because we keep having this conversation on this show that there is plenty of inventory. There's plenty of inventory because we're selling. Now we could use more, but there's inventory. And if you're being inconvenienced by what is going on currently in this market, your commitment to owning your own home, your commitment will kick in if you are committed. Because see, some people are not. There's a number of people that are in the current climate. You know what? I'm not going to buy. No, I'm not going to buy. I'm going to rent. I'll just wait. Well, those folks may or may not be committed. May or may not. I'm not telling you that you won't face adversity, you won't face struggle, because the reality is the people that are successful typically intend to have faced an extraordinary amount of circumstances and situations that were working against them, but yet and still they worked through those things. They overcame those things, if you will. And I'm not saying they did that alone, because we know who the divine and chief overcomer is, all right? But I want to say this to you, that this is not the time to give up. It's not. So, you know, our commitment as a company, as a real estate brokerage in this climate and in this market, has always been consistent. We have always worked with the community, within the community, with organizations that support and help within the community to provide home ownership opportunities, to provide educational opportunities, to do the work that motivates and inspires people to do better or differently than what they have done to see a different or better outcome. That is what we've always focused on, and this is no different. So today, my team, our group is over in North Charleston. Yes, at Horizon Village, over at the old George Legree. We don't want to talk too much about that, but over on Rivers Avenue, that's where they are today. All right. So there's a community event. North Charleston Housing Authority, in partnership with the North Charleston Police Department, is doing a community day. All right. This community day is meant to work to bridge the relationship and the gap, if you will, between the community and the police community, and help to foster an environment of cooperation. Now, obviously, to be very frank and direct about it, within this, the community feels better when the community feels empowered. And for us, what better way to empower the community than to talk about, to give information, to offer assistance, to help people make the transition from being renters, to empower them by being owners of real property. So we're committed, we're engaged, we're involved, and we're going to be there today from 12 to 3 over in Horizon Village. If you get the chance, please stop by. Guys, you'll get to see our Exit Us truck over there on today, because we're very excited to be a part of this, because we are intent on working with and within our community in order to create a better environment for us all. So please make sure that you join us over there today. For, you know, there's food, drinks, all that stuff is going to be there. Guys, we're going to be there with the booth. Our team is going to be on site to talk to anyone who's interested in more information about home ownership, who's interested in more information on, maybe even investing in the future, those kind of things. We're committed and we're there. So we're very excited about that, and we want to challenge you guys to come out. So again, today starting at 12 noon, come by, see our folks at the booth. Lakeisha's gonna be there. Please stop by and see her. Chris is gonna be there. Please stop by and see him and ask, hey, tell him, hey, I heard on the radio show you guys are gonna be here. Just wanted to come by and say hi. You know, maybe you wanna thank them for what they're doing out in the community, because it takes a commitment to do what is being done. So guys, look here, we're quickly approaching and up on our first break. We are excited, so I want you to stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Flip that flapjack, get that syrup out of the counter, or off the shelf, and guys, pour it up. We'll be by real soon. We'll be right back.
You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market, it didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com.
And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're making those things happen, as we said at the first segment, I want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says you are legacy building. That is what we want you to do. So first half of the show, guys, we started a conversation about commitment, and we started to share with you our commitment Exit Realty Low Country Group's commitment within our community. So before, right before the break, we dropped this in, dropped this nugget, if you will, in your spirit. We want to repeat it real quick. Today, 12 noon to 3 o'clock this afternoon, North Charleston Police Department, in partnership with the North Charleston Housing Authority, is doing a community day over in Horizon Village. For those of you who don't know where that is off of Rivers Avenue between Rivers and Sproul, close to McMillan. That housing development or project there. So we want to make sure that you know what's going on. And most importantly, we want you to know that we're there too. All right, we're at the table, we're there. So please make sure you stop by and see us there today. I also want to tell you about some of our upcoming or other events that we have going on, guys. You know, one of the things that we've been having as a constant, if you will, conversation has been that there is inventory. Now, whether you all catch it, miss it, what have you, that's another thing, but there is inventory. There are people buying houses in this market every day. Now, most people are working in the same manner, in the same fashion they did 12 months ago, and they are seeing the same results. Let me rephrase that. They're not seeing the same results they saw 12 months ago. What they're seeing is something completely different, and it's not working. So we want you to understand that there is, quote unquote, not per se a better way, but a different way to approach the current market, the climate, so forth and so on. And we have been approaching it that way, and our folks have been winning. So we want to make sure that you all know that there is still hope, there's still opportunity. We want to keep you still motivated, trustfully keep you still focused on what your goal is, so you can make homeownership a reality for you. All right, so we have some new opportunities coming, okay? So we want to talk about those opportunities. We have new listing this weekend, yes, ready to go, all right? 141 Glen Spring Lane, that's up in the Cane Bay area, Somerville. That property is hitting the market, or hit the market, my apologies. So it is ready. Let's get it going. Ready, steady, ain't it? That's what it's doing, all right? We also have another property coming up in the North Point neighborhood. Now, that property will be on market, should be real soon. So I want you to stay tuned for that and reach out so we can get you into that one as quickly as possible. That one is gonna be priced just over $200,000. And that one is actually listed by one of our group, Tabitha Hart. So please make sure that you reach out to Tabitha so you can get more information about this particular product, guys. We have a number of other properties that we have been taking to market. So, you know, I wanna rattle off a few of those here as we have a moment to kind of let you know that there are other opportunities that are available. You know, we oftentimes are focused again on what we see, but not discerning where the real opportunity is. And what I mean by that is that we're so focused on what is hindering us that we don't focus at all on the opportunity for something greater or something different. So we want to change your mindset. We want to have a real conversation about that, because that is one of the things that is really challenging in the current climate. Because so many are just focused on what isn't there versus seeing what is, where the opportunities are, all right? So we wanna talk about that and add that to your purview, all right? So we also wanna add, you know, we just recently added another property, 1900 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath home up in the Charleston Park area, right off of Dorchester Road. That property is available. Please contact the office for more information on that one. That property is priced in the mid 200s price range. We have our home that is being built. One of our affordable units is being built out in the Hollywood area, on Holly Tree Drive. That property is available again. And in turn, we wanna make sure that you all know about it. This is a great opportunity. That home comes with $30,000 of subsidy, down payment, however you look at it, assistance that comes along with it. That is a huge opportunity for the right buyer. So don't miss out on that. All right. That property is priced a little bit over $200,000. Again, it comes with a subsidy that will lower the mortgage on that significantly. If you're interested in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, brand new single story home, approximately 1200 square feet, guys, you will not beat that opportunity in this particular market. All right. Our affordable house over on Battery Avenue, 963 Battery, Ashleyville, guys, is just about complete, just about complete. So you'll see new pictures on that one here real soon as we are finishing up. We're extremely excited about it. That is a tremendous opportunity for someone to own a home, brand new home in the Ashleyville area for under $300,000. That is currently not taking place over there. So we're extremely, extremely excited about that. Please contact one of our agents for more information. You know, guys, we have listed and put additional properties on market. You know, our team has been very, very, very active. And in turn, we're very, very, very excited as they have worked to get more inventory, get more opportunity out here for you all so that you can figure out, find out, you know, how you can win in this market. You know, we just placed a home, Gino, Big Gino, just placed a home under contract over on Johns Island on Genesis Street. That's an opportunity there, possibly. You know, please feel free to reach out to Big Gino in regards to that, as he can help you maybe find another property in that particular area if you're looking for a home in the Johns Island area. Huge shout out to Robin Collins with our office as well, who placed a townhome condo style unit in North Charleston under contract. That home went under contract around $85,000, or was listed in the $85,000 price range. So tremendous, tremendous work, guys, there. And we want to make sure that they are, you know, recognized for the work that they are doing, because again, there is a tremendous amount of opportunity out here in this market. It's just a matter of people working to understand and quote unquote, take advantage of the opportunity, all right? So we always wanna make sure that we're focused on that. We always wanna make sure that we're looking at the glass as half full and not approaching it negatively and stating that it is half empty. You know, we're not losing, we're only gaining. That's what we wanna make sure that we keep in mind. So it's been a tremendous amount of activity and therefore a tremendous amount of opportunity that has been transpiring. So we're looking to grow our team. As you heard, as I said, we are focused on creating opportunities for our clients so they can in turn win, if you will, in this market. Now, winning doesn't mean that somebody is losing. That means that they are achieving their goals. That's what we're focused on, helping our clients achieve their goals of home ownership. We have other opportunities coming. We have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath coming here soon that will be priced under $200,000, almost unheard of in this current climate and current market. Please reach out to one of our agents in regards to that potential property. We unfortunately can't disclose more information than that currently, but please make sure that, you know, if you're working with one of our group, please make sure that you let them know that you want to know what's going on, what we have coming, what is working, what is not working, what will fit and what will not fit for you. It is extremely important that we do so. We are looking to grow our team. We're looking to increase the size of our group because we have managed to create tremendous opportunities for all of our agents present. And in turn, we have room for more people to take advantage of the opportunities that we have on hand. If you're interested in a career in real estate, maybe you are an agent and you're looking for additional opportunity, we want to talk to you. You can reach out to myself, you can reach out to any member of our group and have them get you an appointment set so that we can sit and talk and discuss, one, where the opportunity is, number two, what the opportunity is, and number three, how you can take advantage of the opportunity and what that would look like for you. It is extremely important that we always look again at the glass as half full. We are growing. That is what we're doing. We're managing to get out of the main stream, out of the negativity, out of all those things that are tearing people down, so that we can focus on building one another up. And we're looking for people with a similar mindset who want to be a part of something much, much greater, larger, bigger, if you will, than maybe what they currently are. Or maybe they want to be a part of a group that is focused on creating success versus a group or an operation that may not be. So we want to make sure that you understand the opportunities that we have presented, that we have created within our company. You know, you'll see here in the coming weeks, as we begin to share more about not only our vision, but also the results and what we're seeing from it, as we start to share the fact that we have agents within our organization that have made well over $500,000 in residual bonuses, not actual deals they've done, but residual bonuses, mailbox money. And this is real money. Cash is not some options or this kind of thing that people sometimes will talk about as being money that's not real. So we're really focused on that. So guys, we want you to continue to stay tuned, continue to listen. We're bringing in a lending partner next week to talk about these FHA changes with student loan debt. So please make sure that you are engaged, that you are focused, and most importantly, you're tuned in to hear what we're talking about. We're extremely excited about it. So as I always say, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Exit Strategy Radio Show. This is my baby. This is my give back to our community. And in turn, we appreciate you. And as I always say, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to see you guys out there in them streets.